Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. The phone number, 201-332-3484. Busy phones. Tonight we are talking about bad decisions made by otherwise smart people. Best Show.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hang on, I gotta get into a closet so you can hear me. Hang on. Oh. Hello from the Cradle of Liberty, Blob.
Okay, I know who this is.
Guess.
I don't have to guess. This is Philly Boy Roy.
Hello.
Who is a resident of the city of Philadelphia.
King of Philadelphia. Come on, show me some respect.
The self-proclaimed King of Philadelphia. And
I feel like
you,
I was voted that.
Your city is all eyes are on Philadelphia.
They sure are.
This week.
They are.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the convention.
You're at the Democratic convention.
I am. Did you hear it? They were chanting, Bill, Bill, Bill. He's been up there for like an hour and a half.
I didn't know. I've been doing the show, Roy.
Oh, what's your show called?
Oh, it's called The Best Show. Well, it's a call-in radio show. And
I'd love to hear it. I'd love to call in sometime.
Well, you should.
Maybe someday I will. I'll put that in my little black book.
Yeah, mark it down.
Okay, marking it down. Oh, I lost my pen.
Okay, well, maybe next time.
I'll tell you though, man, this Democratic convention?
Yeah?
It's the best thing to happen to Philly since the night I partied with Albert Bouchard, Brad Whitford, and Dave Prevorette after that Blue Oyster Cult fog hat, Whitford St. Holmes triple get down at the Spectrum in 81.
Wow, that's a lineup.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of.
Yeah.
Can you play BOC's Astronomy in its entirety right now as tribute to the recently passed BOC mastermind Sandy Pearlman?
Well, look, I'm sad to hear that Sandy Pearlman passed away today. And he was a record producer and was responsible for so much great music. And but I can't play it. I don't have it, and it's a long song, and I kind of can't.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, I'll just sing it then a cappella. The clock strikes 12, and moondrops burst out its youth from their hiding place. Like acid and oil on a madman's face, his reason tends to fly away. Hang on. I got a popcorn kernel going down there.
Okay.
Oh!
You're right, Roy?
Yeah. Like lesser birds on four winds, like silver scrapes in May, and now the sands become a crust, and most of yous have gone away. Come, Susie, dear, let's take a walk just out there upon the beach. I know you'll soon be married, and you'll want to know where winds come from.
Okay. Well, that's enough.
Oh.
That's enough.
You don't want no more?
No, that's a pretty good representation of Blue Oyster Cult.
Fair enough.
Rest in peace, Sandy Pearlman.
R.I.P. S.P.
Yes.
Well, how cool is it that I'm calling from the Wells Fargo Center, the place where I saw BOC at the Spectrum? Same place.
Same place. So it's where it used to be?
Absolutely. Same place.
Wow.
And I'm hobnobbing with all the FPs here.
The famous people.
Oh, yeah. I was just breaking hoagie with Chris Matthews, Lance Bass, and Tim Heidecker.
Okay. Wow.
Right? And then yesterday I shared a Frank's Grape with Joe Biden.
Okay, so you had a Frank's soda.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a Philly
delicacy. It's a liquid delicacy.
A liquid delicacy.
Yeah, I could tell you about another liquid delicacy, but I won't.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's sure, I'm going to ask you, let's keep it that way, all right? Roy?
Yes?
Can I ask how you got credentials for the convention?
I'm kind of a massive star now, you Philly celebrity dummy. Oh. I'm big time.
You're big time.
Yeah, I even got a bodyguard.
You have a bodyguard. Well, this is a shocker. Can I ask you what his name is? That your bodyguard?
You sexist bastard! Maybe my bodyguard's a woman. Ever think of that?
Well, I did not. That's a fair point. Is your bodyguard a woman?
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually going to go out on a limb here and ask, is your bodyguard, is his name Roy Ziegler Jr.?
Look, you pants squirt. The first rule of being an FP is you never talk to your bodyguard, okay? You know why? Because they get obsessed with you. Just like in that Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston movie, Wonderworld.
Wait, what? No, that's the bodyguard. The movie Kevin Costner did with Whitney Houston is The Bodyguard, not Waterworld.
No, he is the bodyguard, but in the movie, he's the water commissioner.
He's the water. Okay.
Of Rochester, that's what. Yeah, he's the water commissioner of Rochester, and she falls in love with him, and she's his bodyguard. Very odd movie.
That sounds... Are you sure you're watching the movie that everyone else saw?
I don't know. Sometimes movies are different to me.
Mm-hmm.
They get lost in translation between the silver screen and my mind.
Yeah, it seems like something might be taking a little bit of a detour between what's on the screen and what you're receiving in your seat.
A little bit of a Roy tour.
Yeah, and you're processing it a little differently.
That's right. I can see that.
Yeah. Well, Roy, can you just tell me, is your bodyguard Roy Jr.?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't catch his name. Hang on. Yes, Tom, it turns out his name is Roy Jr.
Okay, it turns out. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It turns out his name is Roy Jr., your son.
Well,
that's so stupid.
Stranger things have happened, right?
I'll say sure.
Think about who you're talking to.
Yes, you're right. Stranger things have happened.
Right. Yeah.
This is pretty tame, actually.
Yeah, very. Well, getting back to the convention.
Uh-huh. Yeah, please.
Did you hear about what happened to Sean Hannity today?
I heard something about it, that he was at a Wawa.
Yeah, and he got booed out of it.
He got literally booed out of a Wawa.
He did, and the best part?
Yeah?
I engineered it.
You made that happen.
I did, yeah. See, word was going around that he was gonna get his shorty toasted.
Yeah?
No way, no day, not on my beat.
On your beat?
Yeah.
So you're anti-toasting.
Yeah, and I'm going on Wawa patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do they...
He might bring shame to himself, but not my city.
Yeah, so you just... Well, so they offer, I guess they offer toasted sandwiches at all the Wawas, and you just make sure that no one gets them toasted if they're going to order in Philly.
I do, yeah. I got my anti-toast police out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It almost seems like it could be a trap to see who asks for the toast.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's when you spring.
That's when we spring and we dump them in the river.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Cinder blocks.
Okay, that's a little
harsh.
Oh,
you didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, well, it's a little harsh to do anything to anyone because they want a sandwich toasted.
Think about it.
Think about it, okay.
Yeah, I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Uh-huh. All right, okay.
Hey.
Yeah?
What a disappointment Wasserman Schultz turned out to be, huh?
Well, that's a travesty, that whole thing.
Unbelievable. And here I thought for sure she would be the first in a long line of President Debbie's.
So you just thought there'd be a lot of people named Debbie becoming president?
Why wouldn't there be? Seems logical.
Uh-huh. Well, it's, yeah. I guess anything's possible, so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I was so mad I threw a cheesesteak grill at her at that breakfast speech yesterday.
Uh-huh. So you whipped a cheesesteak at her?
Look, get the soggy pan pasta out of your ears, okay? Yeah. I said I threw a cheesesteak grill at her.
You threw an entire cheesesteak grill at her.
I sure did. My bodyguard, what was his name again? Roy Jr., right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He and I dragged it all the way down from Geno's.
Mm-hmm. To the press thing.
Yes, and we lugged it and launched it.
Mm-hmm. That's
everybody was so mad at me, though.
They were mad at you.
Yeah. They're also mad at me because of what I did earlier tonight.
Uh-huh. Okay,
What? Are you frustrated already with me?
No, I know where this goes when I ask questions like this. When you tell me something that, like, they're mad because everybody's mad because what you did earlier tonight. What did you do earlier tonight, Roy?
Well, you know when all the states was doing their nominating, you know, like they go to each state and they do this kind of elaborate, you know, thing where they talk about their state and then they cast their delegate votes.
Uh-huh.
Well, when that started, you know, I just ran up to the mic and I go, "Your Holiness, the great state of Philadelphia, birthplace of the Philly fanatic, deathplace of Angelo Bruno, home of all four dead milkmen, lead hooter Rob Hyman, and rap great Schoolie D, sight of the greatest line ever uttered in the history of cinema, I'm a karate man brews on the inside, land of 1,000 Wawas and 1 billion peanut chews, cast its 31 delegates onto the stage for Miss Hillary Rodman Clinton."
Oh, my, that, there are so many things wrong with what you just said.
What?
Right there.
Name one.
Well, you said something like Your Holiness.
Yeah.
You're not talking to the Pope. You're talking to, what is she, the Madam Secretary?
Oh, I thought she was, like, sanctioned by the Vatican.
No,
no?
She's not sanctioned by the Vatican.
Oh, she should be.
Here's an even bigger one, though. I think you said from the state of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Well, Philadelphia is not a state.
Sure it is, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. No, it ain't.
Oh.
It ain't. You said that you were casting the... You said you cast the... How many? 31?
31 delegates, yeah.
Delegates, not delegates.
What's a delegate?
That's the representative votes, and you don't literally, it sounds like you were saying that you were going to literally toss them onto the stage.
I did, yeah. My delegates.
Your delegates.
Yes, my underwear.
So you tossed your 31 delegates.
Yes.
Onto the stage.
I did, yes.
And you said Hillary, you said Rodman.
That's her middle name.
No, it's Rodham.
No, her middle name is Rodman because she's Dennis Rodman's sister, you idiot.
Okay. Not even...
Crack at 30 for 30 much? It don't sound like you do.
You had to call me an idiot. Also.
Hillary and Dennis. That's one of my favorite ones.
One of your favorite 30 for 30s? Hillary.
Jeff Fierzig did it.
Jeff Fierzig directed Hillary and Dennis.
He sure did.
Which is the story of Dennis Rodman and his sister Hillary Rodman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've seen it.
No. Hey, Roy, you know what the biggest one of all these... flaws in everything you just said
was
that you have no power or right to do any of that stuff.
Well, that's what they told me after I did it.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, it should not have hurt your feelings because, okay. I don't know
well,
why.
If it makes you feel good, they got really mad at me and I was actually in the little Wells Fargo Center dungeon for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. The only surprising thing about that is 30 minutes.
Yeah, I snuck out.
Okay.
Yeah, I should still be in there.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you follow what's going on? Like, did you follow the reason why Debbie Wasserman got the axe?
With those
emails.
Yeah, the email hack.
Well, it turns out that it looks like the Russians hacked the email server of some DNC worker that was under her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they found all these inflammatory emails.
Okay.
I'll tell you, man, this is straight out of those spy movies from this. Pardon me?
What's that?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No.
Sounds like a little ghost in the machine.
There must be a little ghost in the machine.
My fourth favorite Police album.
It's my, how many are there?
Five?
Probably my fourth favorite also.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Yeah. Dumb cover.
Oh, I love the cover. It's my favorite cover of theirs.
It's almost like the kind of cover that's like a bad 10cc album cover.
I'm going to hang up right now. 10cc is my favorite band and my favorite covers.
Oh, no, I'm saying I like 10cc and I like their album covers. The cover of Ghost in the Machine is like a bad version of one of their album covers.
Guess which 10cc cover I like the most?
The one with the guy in the...
Yes. With the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like How Dare You best.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Oh, is that the one where the woman's like in an alcoholic stupor?
It's like a split screen, yeah.
Yeah. She's totally baked.
Yeah, that one. So I'm sorry. I don't know. You thought you heard someone yell? I don't know what
that is. I did, yeah. It sounded like you yelling. Anywho, check it out. This Russian email hacking?
Mm-hmm.
It's straight out of those spy movies from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them, like My Comrade, My Hacker? Igor Treblinsky, Siberian server warrior, and scenes from a Soviet email gulag?
These are movies from when?
From the 70s, late 70s.
So there was a movie about an email gulag in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, three of them.
There wasn't email then.
Sure there was.
It was a common thing for email.
Oh, yeah, I was on Yahoo back then.
In the 70s.
Yeah, only back then it was pronounced Yahoo.
Like the early ad campaign.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you were on Yahoo in the 70s.
I was, yeah.
Who were you emailing with?
Oh, all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mom and dad.
Uh-huh. So they were on email also.
School chums.
School. Uh-huh.
You're acting like you don't believe me.
It's a little far-fetched.
Farcical?
Well, not farcical, just far-fetched.
Well, someday I'll dig up my old laptop from the 70s.
You had a laptop?
I sure did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How heavy was it?
Oh, quite heavy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
80 pounds.
An 80-pound laptop.
They made them with lead back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you would just be typing away at a coffee shop, did they even
just
have?
Just pecking away, yeah. Oh, there were so many great coffee shops back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone drank coffee.
And they specialized in the good stuff.
So many good kinds of coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was like, do you want it to be weak, or do you want grounds in this?
That's right, yeah.
Like, it's like... That was your choice.
Lots of milk, please.
Lots of milk.
Lots of whole milk, please.
To kill the taste of this coffee.
Absolutely,
to do anything. And I'm going to take this sugar dispenser and just keep pouring.
Yep.
Almost until I can see the sugar piled up at the bottom of the cup.
It's like a dessert, then.
Yeah.
We couldn't get enough.
We sure couldn't.
No. You know who I could get enough of last night?
Who's that?
Paul Simon.
Yeah, I did not, I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, he did a song. It wasn't so good. And they also played that America song, you know, when during Bernie Sanders' video intro.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, man, last night was so Paul Simon heavy, I thought Lorne Michaels was running for president.
He's Canadian, so I don't think he could.
Oh,
but,
come on.
So you think by this point he's kind of a default American?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think anything can kind of... I think that kind of beats everything that he's Canadian. But that would be something if he was president.
Wouldn't it? How do you think it would go? Like, what would he say? I love those impressions you do.
Oh, I don't know how to do a Lorne Michaels impression.
Okay, well.
I think he'd probably do it as if he was hosting the country. You know what I mean? Like the country.
He's hosting the country. I like it.
Like it would just be like he'd come out like for like a State of the Union. He'd say like, we got a great State of the Union for you tonight. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers are here. Hello?
I like it. Yeah,
okay. Well, I didn't realize I realized I was auditioning here.
I thought there might be another guest.
Oh, you thought he'd have another guest with him.
You never know. Yeah, yeah.
So it would be,
you know, there was a period where they had two bands, remember?
When they would have a second band on SNL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of some of those situations. It feels like it would be someone like Rita Coolidge would be one of the...
And Leon Redbone.
Yeah, it would be like, tonight's musical guest, we have Maria Muldaur.
Oh, my God.
And Firefall.
Hard-hitting rock and roll. Night of hard-hitting rock.
Yeah. A night of punk.
Hey, speaking of punk influences,
yeah.
Say what you will about Paul Simon, his impact on indie rock cannot be overstated, right?
That is true. That is definitely true. A lot of people are influenced by... a lot of people I like are influenced by his songs... from the 60s and 70s. And then there's other people who seem to be pretty influenced by the stuff from the 80s.
The good stuff.
That's the good stuff?
Oh, yeah, Graceland?
Yeah.
I can't get enough of young bands being influenced by Graceland.
I'm sure the people in Memphis must have just been dancing in the streets when they saw there was an album called Graceland that Paul Simon was going to tell them how it is for their city.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hear it, and they're like, this doesn't even sound like anything we know. Like, there must have just been so much confusion back then when that album came out.
Well, think about how excited Los Lobos were when that album came out.
Oh, yeah, how they must have... They were thrilled when they popped that cassette in the deck and heard a couple of the songs they wrote on it.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my God. They must have raked in so much money.
I don't think they raked in any... I think then they looked at the credits and it said, written by Paul Simon.
Well, you know, at some point, it's an honor just to be involved, right?
Well, I would say when there's so much money flowing by...
Well, it wasn't that big a seller, was it?
Graceland?
Yeah.
It was huge. And
okay.
To write two songs on that, that would have...
Well, at least they weren't hits, right? They weren't the hits.
Well, they were deep. I don't know if they were the hits or not.
I don't know.
I tried not to think about the album Graceland a whole lot, Roy.
Oh, that's all I think about some days.
Some days you just think about that album?
Yep.
What's your favorite song on it? You Can Call Me Al?
Oh, I love that one, yes. That's my favorite one.
I didn't hear enough of that in my life yet.
Well, I can't get enough of Chevy Chase's voice.
That's the video. He's singing. It's Paul Simon singing. Chevy Chase is lip syncing.
That doesn't sound right.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. It is.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of celebs.
Yeah.
Guess who I was hanging out with last night?
Who?
Strapped in.
Sure.
Kurt Vile.
Mm-hmm.
Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton.
That's who you were hanging out with?
Yeah, we hung out until the wee hours in the morning.
Okay, is that different than the wee hours?
Oh, it's quite different. Those are the hours when you can pee anywhere you want for free.
Okay.
And we sure did.
That's gross.
We had a blast. I took him on a tour of my Philly.
Okay, you're Philly.
Oh, yeah, we ended up back at my pad in Roxborough having a battery whipping contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill won.
He was good at throwing batteries around?
Excellent whipper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
You know, if I could get serious for a second.
Sure, sure.
I want to say something.
Absolutely.
I think it's so important and so great that there are so many young people involved with this convention.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I think that's a fair point, that it's good to see young people deciding to learn about politics and get involved. And,
absolutely. You know, I see people my age here as well as, you know, a lot of the older folks, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, what have you, you know. And while I appreciate their experience, I can't relate to them that much, you know. It's like that song, I Hope You Die Before I Get Old, by that band, the Guess Who.
I hope you... Okay, you got the... First of all, it's by the Who, not the Guess Who. And it's, I Hope I Die Before I Get Old.
That doesn't sound right. Oh. Yeah, maybe I got that wrong. I don't know, though.
You did.
Okay.
You did, yeah. You got it wrong.
Okay.
Hey, Roy, can I just ask you, you said something about old farts in their 30s?
Yeah.
And I don't know why you're saying that, and I don't know why you're acting like you don't know who the Who are. I know you've seen them. You've talked so many times about seeing them at the Spectrum in 1980. And I think I remember you saying it was probably the first time you did shrooms.
Me? No, I wasn't even around then. No, I like bands like 30 Seconds to the Summer and 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You're
this the is, number band. I love that stuff.
The number. Okay. This is very confusing. This is because at the beginning of this call, you were bragging about how the first, when you saw Blue Oyster Cult in 81 at the Spectrum. And, but now you're talking, you're trying to talk like you're, what was going on here? I'm not sure what's going on.
Nothing's going on, well,
what,
Tom.
No, what's up? Something's up.
No.
What is it?
Look, I'm great. I'm actually better than ever. And if you don't believe me, just go to www.youngphiladelphians.org.
Okay. I am going to go to this.
I'll prove it to you.
All right. What is this? Young Philadelphians is an organization founded by young people for the benefit of all people. We will do our best to unite people of all walks of life in an effort to make the United States an inclusive country where we can all live together in harmony. I'm not sure what this... Yeah, this is confusing. I don't get what you have to do with young... Philadelphians.org, with a young looks like an organization for young Philadelphians.
Well, it is, yeah, and uh-huh. I have a lot to do with it. Or my name isn't Connor Newcomb.
Connor Newcomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because on the website there's a picture of someone named Connor Newcomb. It says president and CEO of Young Philadelphians.
He sure is.
Mm-hmm. This picture. Oh my God! Wait, this isn't you? Is it? This is you, Connor Newcomb. I mean, this is the kid in this picture. Looks like he at the oldest could be 23 years old. At his oldest, but I can still look at it and see that it's you in,
right?
In there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What can I say? Young Approx and Ultra really works, uh-huh. Don't it?
Young Approx, I thought that stuff was... Young Approx and was this treatment...
Yeah.
That was to make people look younger that Kern Pharmaceuticals had made. I thought they had to take it off the market after people were like using it and going all like way past looking young into becoming looking like infants.
Yeah, that did happen, unfortunately, but they retweaked it and it's back and it's better than ever as Younger Prox and Ultra. See, what they did was they stopped using human growth hormones and they replaced them with gorilla growth hormones.
Okay, well, that sounds really dangerous.
Oh, no, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Roy or Connor.
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's only my most ingenious scheme yet. Are you ready?
Sure.
I've been working on this since February. First, I set up the Young Philadelphians organization. Then I put the word out that we're having a huge $1,000 a head post-convention banquet tonight after everyone's speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And then people sent all this money in.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours truly goes to Aruba to start a new life.
So this is not the non-profit that it appears to be.
Well, let me brush up on my Arubian. No commento.
It's Arubian.
Tomo.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to just let that one sail past.
Okay.
Can I just ask you about you said there was a big banquet?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for like $1,000 a head, that's got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, in all honesty,
yeah,
there ain't no banquet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a box of tasty cakes on a folding chair in the Hilton Garden Inn ballroom.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, how the plan works is it goes right from me raking in that cash to me going to Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually waiting for my Uber driver to let me know he's on his way here to take me to the airport.
Okay, well, this is disgusting what you're doing, Roy. This is really crooked, and this is a new low for you. You're passing yourself off as like an enthusiastic young person and you're bilking all these people out of all this money, and you're and you're just stealing it.
Hey, don't ruin this for me, okay? I finally found a foolproof way to live the life I've always deserved, but from which I've been thwarted with. Wait, no, that doesn't sound right. Should it be thwarted from?
You went to college. I don't care what it is.
From which I've been thwarted. From which I've been thwarted.
I'm not gonna let you take me off point with you struggling with thwarted.
Oh, I struggle with all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, you know, mental issues.
Okay.
Yeah, substances.
All right.
But I have to say, I'm really good at being young again. It's really fun, too.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, there's a couple of things I'm struggling with.
Yeah, like what?
Well, you know, it's funny, Tom. When I was a kid, the only people who had tattoos were dudes who did time at Gratisford for robbing Arco stations with switchblades.
Uh-huh.
But it's a whole different scene now.
Okay, yes, it's different.
I don't know. I guess I don't understand what's wrong with just liking or thinking about something. I mean, I use forks every day, but I don't need to have a giant one on my thigh, right?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, if that works for you, that's fair. But if somebody wants to get a tattoo and if it's significant for them and they want to have it be a part of their body, and that's their right. I guess whatever works for everybody.
I see your point.
Mm-hmm.
Semi-related.
Yeah.
Tom, what's the proper Twitter etiquette for letting everyone know you're in tears? Do you wait until what's bringing you to tears is over, or do you tweet while you're crying?
That's a harder one. Twitter can be a very emotional place, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people are putting their tweets up and they're just packed with emotion, and I don't know what the right answer to that one is, Roy.
Okay, well, maybe you can help me with this final one.
Yeah.
What emoji should I use to let everyone know that 2016 is being a real dick? And can't we skip ahead to 2017 when rock musicians and actors who smoke 3 packs a day for their entire adult lives won't die?
Okay. Again, fair amount of people looking to lump everything into that it's a bad calendar year. But they have a point. It has been I think it's been a ridiculously intense 2016 to be halfway through it. It's pretty hard. That seems to be one that people go back to a whole lot. Wait.
Oh no.
What?
Oh no.
What is
the cops
that?
Must be on to my ass.
What's wrong?
I gotta hide in another closet. Hang on. Hold on. Did you knock me out to drug enforcement?
Me?
Yes.
No. Wait, you're the one who's talking all about your big ripoff scheme on the radio. And wait, what do you mean drug enforcement?
Oh, no reason.
No. This is new to the discussion. Why would you be worried about drug enforcement coming after you?
Because I've been selling copious amounts of sticky at the convention.
What's that?
Because I've been selling copious amounts of sticky icky at the convention.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Okay, all right. Yeah, and tell me more about how you're selling copious amounts of sticky icky.
Well, you know them signs people have that say, I'm with her?
Yes, those are the Hillary Clinton signs. They say, I'm with her.
Yeah, well, I've been carrying one around too, but mine has a very small B at the end of her.
Oh, so it spells herb.
Oh, it can spell, everybody.
Oh, okay. Well,
bravo!
I'm so sorry that I...
Even when pursued by the cops, I still got a sense of humor and I can bust chops.
Yeah, it's great that part never seems to waver.
Oh, I'll never let that go.
Well, yeah, I guess you're pure like that.
I am pure. Well, look, anywho, here's how it works. Democrat weed enthusiasts with a sharp eye see the micro B on my sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they flash me the international puff tough sign, you know, index finger and thumb to the lips. And then I whisper, UTNS.
UTNS?
Yes.
What is UTNS?
It's an acronym for under the nearest staircase.
Under the nearest staircase. Really?
Yeah, that's how it works. It's all laid out in the Stoner's Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. What is... I've never heard of the Stoner's Bill of Rights.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally...
You went to high school, though, right?
Yes!
Oh, well, James Madison wrote it.
The Stone... Okay.
Yeah, it was going to be in the Constitution, but he got so baked that he forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
And it was discovered in his Crippler vault like 10 years after he died, and it's been the cornerstone of weed culture ever since.
So this is insane. So you're basically saying, I guess what you're saying is that you're just selling weed at the Democratic National Convention.
Hold up there. It's cool and legal, all right, because I'm a licensed physician.
You're a licensed physician.
I sure am.
Okay, please, I can't wait to hear more about this.
Well, for your information, my army jacket is recognized as a medical marijuana dispensary, okay?
Mm-hmm. Your army... How on earth are you a licensed physician?
Well, if you want to send... If you want to tell me your phone number, I'd be glad to text you a photo of my diploma from Trump Medical College.
I'm not sending you my phone, and I can't believe you have a degree. What, Trump Medical College?
Yes.
You graduated from Trump Medical College.
I sure did. I know all about legs and arms and stomachs and whatnot. It was a very rigorous final exam. I got a 68 on it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you barely passed a course at Trump University.
Well, I did better than several of the other people on the raft.
The several people on what?
The raft.
The raft.
Yeah.
What raft?
The raft where they held the class. Why?
The class was held on a raft.
It sure was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the raft was 50 miles off the coast in international waters.
Uh-huh.
Technically, it's the only place they could legally call it a school.
Well, that's insane. So you're saying this is out 50 miles off the coast that you're taking... classes on a raft.
Yeah.
That's, I've never heard of anything so weird.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What is that?
Oh, no! I'm turning into a rabid gorilla!
Wait, what?
I just caught my reflection in the mirror! Oh, no! I look just like you!
Oh, that's
I've even grown a Black Fred Perry shirt!
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no! I'm sprouting all kinds of hair and stuff and claws! Oh, my God, the cops have me surrounded! I'm gonna go out just like David Norton in the classic 1981 John Landis film, An American Gorilla in England.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not the name of the movie. It's An American Werewolf in London. And you're turning into a gorilla.
Wait, I got the title wrong?
Yeah.
This is no time for you to go into Gene Siskel mode. Wait, am I thinking of Gene Shalit? Which one had the cool mustache?
That would be Gene Shalit had the big bushy mustache.
I don't know. We could argue about that all night.
Well,
I think
I can feel that one.
Okay. Oh no, the cops got me surrounded, Bob. There's only one way out of this. Eat balls, coppers!
Hello? Roy? 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 Are you there? Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.